Welcome back into Quick Slant this morning, 8:33. Welcome into the live Moberly City Manager's Report. Utilities Director Mary West Calcagno is with us on the program today, and we appreciate her taking time out to be with us today. How are you doing this morning, Mary?
Really well, really well. It's not freezing raining, and as far as I know, there's no water leaks this morning. So
you had to say it, didn't you?
I hope I didn't just jinx the guys.
All right. By the way, if you've got a question for Mary, if you want to talk about infrastructure, if you want to talk about proposals that are out there, we welcome your phone calls. 263-2424, toll-free 800-892-2300. All right. You've been doing utilities work for a long time. Have you ever seen a winter like this before?
Yes. It's been a while, a long while. But the snow actually helped us as far as frozen meters and frozen water line service lines. So from that aspect, it's helped us. On the wastewater side, the sewer collection system is obviously taking in a lot of groundwater, a lot of the ice melt that's running off of the streets that's been piled up since we had that 14-inch snow is still melting and running in. So our combined sewer overflows, the outfalls in our system are discharging from time to time as we do get additional rain.
Combined sewer overflow, that's something I think nationwide regulators would like to get rid of completely, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would. We are blessed to be one of five in Missouri. So the big two, Kansas City and St. Louis, of course, are combined sewers also. And Moberly is very fortunate. We are not under a federal consent order. Kansas City and St. Louis both are. Moberly did a lot of work back in the mid-90s to address our combined sewer overflows and really get the number of times per year that we do discharge down during a typical year. This has not been a typical year. We had a very dry summer followed by a very wet fall and a very wet winter. So we're just kind of waiting to see what happens this summer. But the good news is that Moberly, for the most part, has done the construction to control our combined sewer overflows. So now we're just moving into the monitoring the stream water quality to make sure we're meeting water quality standards.
All right. Before we talk about Sugar Creek Lake and the proposal that's out there, I've seen a lot of utility work going on around town in the last week or so. What's all going on?
Well, we are, the fire department does fire hydrant testing, and they've done, I think, wards 1 and 4 so far this last summer. So as they do that, they find fire hydrants that aren't working properly. They may have a small leak or they may not be working at all. And so as that happens, we go through and we replace those fire hydrants on a priority basis as soon as we get a break in the weather, because we want to make sure that those operate if and when needed.
So how do you replace a fire hydrant?
You dig a hole. So there's a lead off of the main line, and that 6-inch, these days they are 6-inch leads that goes to the fire hydrant, has a valve so that we can isolate that fire hydrant. That way we don't have to close down the whole water main and put people out of water unless something's not working right. So then we turn the water off to the fire hydrant, dig it up, cut the pipe off, and slide a new assembly on and bolt it all up, and then away we go again.
All right. Phone numbers, if you want to join us, 263-2424, 800-892-2300. We want to talk about that capital improvement plan that we've been talking about. How needed is that for the community?
And
you've got a whole book there.
I do. My husband calls me Research Rosie. And so when we get ready to do something, when we get ready to propose something to the community, we take this very seriously. We know that there's an impact to the customers whenever we raise rates. I have a real heart for those folks who live on fixed income or who are disabled and can't go out and just find more money. What we are doing, what we are proposing is it's not a Band-Aid. It is replacing sections of our infrastructure so that that lift station or that water main or that sewer main gets its useful life back. Lift stations typically last 30 or 40 years. Water and sewer mains are usually about a 100-year asset. So what we're asking for is not to put Band-Aids on those systems, but to actually replace parts of our system. We have identified high-priority areas to do that, and that's what we're asking for.
All right. If you want to talk about it, give us a call. Let us know. Where are we in this right now as far as the city council goes? I know they have not formally approved anything at this point.
Right. So there's steps that we are going through that we hope the public will engage in. If you have questions, post those. I think what we're going to do is answer questions instead of answer all each comment on Facebook. I hope people don't think we're ignoring those. We're not. What we are going to do, though, is to answer those on the city's page and on our city website. That way, everybody can go to the same conversation, the same information, and everyone hears the same thing at the same time. I think it will help eliminate some of the confusion and miscommunication or misunderstanding where people only hear a part of the conversation. So, right now, the rate increase that has been proposed to help support this eventual bond issue, and if the council decides to go that way, it has been proposed in two work sessions. One was early in the afternoon. The last was last Monday night at last Tuesday night at the city council meeting. The next phase is to do an ordinance for the rate increase, and that will go on the March 4th City Council agenda. At that time, we will be asking the City Council to approve the rate increases for the next 4 years. And that sets us up to be able to do the bond issue.
All right. Well, we had a phone call come in. I think we lost him. Give us a call back if you have a question for Mary. 263-2424. There we go. Moberly Line, hi there. You're on the Live City Manager's Report.
Good morning. Isn't there large wholesale water companies like Missouri Water Company or something to that effect that the city of Moberly could join and they would be in control of the water like a big conglomerate?
So I think you're talking about an investor-owned utility. So that would be like, for instance, an Ameren or some company like that that actually would come in. There are several models for that. One is where they would come in and totally buy the utility. They would own the utility. They are governed by the Public Service Commission as far as rates go, as far as the tariff go. The tariff is just how they manage their utility. That includes service fees, service. If they replace the water mains in town, how much are they reimbursed for that, including profit and all of those kinds of things. That tariff is set by the Public Service Commission. There is another model where there's contract operations. The city would maintain ownership of the utility, but someone else would come in and actually be the day-to-day managers and potentially even staff of the utility. The third option is that the city of Moberly owns the utility, and the city council makes the decisions about rates and policies and things like that.
And that's the way it is right now.
That is the way it is right now.
And to go from where we are now to the two options you were talking about, if I'm correct, that would take a vote of the people.
Yes, it does. There are steps that the city of Moberly would have to go through is set out in state statute, and it is determined by what class city that you are. The city of Moberly is a third class city, so there are regulations and statute about how we would proceed through that. The city council has asked us to take a look at that to see if that would be a good fit for the city of Moberly. What I would say is that there is always time to look at doing the right thing. We just have to make sure as a community that we do our homework, that we ask the right questions, and that we evaluate any proposal or sales pitch or whatever, whether it's mine or someone else's, in the long term as well as the short term. And I really hope that the citizens of Moberly do their research and ask the questions.
And I think what the average citizen is looking at, and I can understand why, is what's this going to cost me a month? That's their big concern. Then what kind of service am I going to get?
That's exactly true. So I think that one of the things that I've probably not done a good job of that we've talked about is that when most people talk about a water bill, they think of that bill that comes in the mail and that dollar amount that's on the bottom of the bill.
And no one wants to pay any bill.
Of course not. So when we are talking about increasing water and sewer use fees, we are talking about the volume charge that is a portion of your water bill. The base fee for water is $9 for a residential customer. The base fee for sewer is $10. Those fees are not being proposed to be increased. The trash fee is a whole separate issue, and I'll talk about that, but that's really not my department. So if you look at the part of your bill that is being impacted by this proposed rate increase, it is only the amount of gallons of water that you use per month. The gallons of water that you use also determines your sewer fee. So it's just that volume charge that is what's going to go through this rate increase. So when you look at it as how much is it going to cost an average customer, in Moberly, the average customer is about 4,000 gallons a month. We have a lot of people that use way less than that. But an average customer is about 4,000 gallons a month, and it's about $3 a month increase, about 10 cents a day.
So when people, let's use a real round figure. Someone got their bill 3 weeks ago, and it's a $100 bill. They've heard 5% increase. They're thinking 5% on that $100, but that's not the case.
Right. So, for instance, my water bill at my house is usually about $80. My water bill, the way people think of it.
And that includes trash.
We have a toter, so that's $19 and however, well, actually it's almost $21 right now. It's actually going to go down. But $21 of that bill is trash. There is a tax that's included because we have to charge sales tax on water sold. So there's a tax on that. So the actual part of the bill that is water and sewer is less than $50 a month. So of that, $19 is base fees. So when you start subtracting those things out, the part that's actually going to be impacted, like I said, is less. We use less than 4,000 gallons a month, usually about 3,000 gallons a month. So we're actually going to be at less than $3 a month increase because we don't use that 4,000 gallons. So that's what I want people to understand.
All right. Toll-free lines are open for you if you'd like to join us, 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. More coming up in just a moment.
The Moberly Kiwanis Club Annual Pancake Breakfast is this Saturday, March 2nd at Gratz Brown Elementary School from 7 a.m. until noon.
This is Greg Hodge, Pancake Day Chairman, asking you to join us. The Moberly Kiwanis Club members will serve you a great pancake breakfast that also includes eggs, sausage, and bacon. You'll also have the chance to bid on some great items in our silent auction. All proceeds go to benefit youth in the Moberly area. Please attend the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast at Gratz Brown Elementary School in Moberly from 7 a.m. to noon.
It's this Saturday.
See you there.
Valley View Health and Rehab in Moberly strives to provide a family atmosphere for our residents. Hi, this is Kelly Conger Kashat. We provide both long-term care as well as rehab-to-home therapy. Don't struggle on your own. Come stay with us. Stay a little longer, get a little stronger. We will help you get back to where you want to be. Stop by Valley View Health and Rehab anytime, where we care about your family and treat them like part of our family.
Thank you. Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
What does loan default mean for me?
Should I file for bankruptcy?
How is child support determined?
Just because you think you can't afford a lawyer doesn't mean you can't get legal advice. At Missouri.FreeLegalAnswers.org, qualified citizens can get up to 3 legal questions a year answered by licensed Missouri lawyers who volunteer their time. Log on and answer a few questions about your income to see if you qualify. Missouri.FreeLegalAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Missouri Bar.
All right, back on the Live City Manager's Report, Utilities Director Mary West Calcagno is with us. Again, if you want to talk about the proposed rate increase and the work, let us know. And I want to talk a little bit more about the infrastructure and the different options to move forward. But you've got some interesting figures for us there, talking about the utility department's got a lot of vehicles, don't you?
We do. And we have a lot of assets. So we've got about 110 miles of water mains, about 90 miles of sewer mains, a water plant, a wastewater plant, a lake, and then various vehicles to transport 30 people around to do the work that is the utility work every day. And so one of the things that we've seen online, and I just want to correct kind of a misconception, I guess. The city has a number of different departments. And so as you can imagine, there's always replacement of fleet vehicles and things like that. And one of the things that people have said is that with the last big rate increase, what happened was we bought a whole bunch of new trucks and didn't do any work. We've done about $26 million worth of work since 2002. For a community our size, that is something to be very proud of, for us to have accomplished that. So I took a look at the age of our vehicles to see, you know, does that perception have merit? So what I figured out, because we put in the capital improvement plan a schedule of replacement for vehicles, we have two dump trucks, one's an 05 and one's a 2010. We have 6 half-ton trucks from 2006. We have a 2006, 2007, 2008, two 2014s, and a 2016. A three-quarter ton that's a 2008. So most of our vehicles, with the exception of the new vac truck and I think one other truck, are 2017 or older. Our backhoes, 2011, 2016. Ideally, we would like to replace those every 5 or 6 years. That doesn't always happen in utilities because we look at what our actual revenues are and then we spend that money. It is not, we are an enterprise account, which means that we cannot go in the red. We can only spend as much money as what we take in revenue. We work very hard to spend that wisely and to get the biggest bang for our buck. And so we replace trucks as they wear out. If that doesn't happen on a 5-year schedule, then it doesn't.
All right. As we talk about this capital improvement program moving forward, $15 million worth of utility upgrades and repairs, number of ways to do it. One you mentioned was bonding. Another one is simply pay as you go. But either way, that rate increase has to be a part of it, doesn't it?
That's true. One thing that helps the city of Moberly by doing the bonding, and I don't think people think about this if they're not really close to the industry, is that on average, construction costs inflate about 3% per year. When we pay as we go, the size of the projects have to be much smaller. As you can imagine, it takes a while for us to save $1 million to do a project. So during that time that we're saving that money, the cost of doing that improvement also goes up. So we have to save extra. It's like saving for a new car. If it takes you 5 years to save for a new car, the car is much more expensive when you get ready to write the check. So what has happened, the state of Missouri receives money from EPA, and they turn around and let cities borrow that money at a subsidized interest rate. So we can borrow money at about 2% to do many or most all of these projects when we know that the cost of inflation is 3%. So it helps us to be able to size projects so that we get that efficiency of scale. It helps us to be able to use the state revolving loan fund at that low-cost borrowing rate, and then we get caught back up on things that we had fallen behind on.
All right, we got just a couple of minutes left in the program. You want to hear from people, though. You want to know what they're thinking, don't you?
I absolutely do. I take emails. I take phone calls. I've been known to call people back at 6:30 at night because I haven't had a chance to call them back during the day, and I know people work. So if they have a question about something that they've heard or a question about what the proposal is, I am always happy to talk to those folks. I can't answer questions that I don't know exist. And I think that the best way that we as a community can move forward together and decide what the best solution is for Moberly is if all of us are engaged.
All right, let me ask you. In the past, when people think of DNR, they think they're the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the case?
Not anymore. We just met with them about a week and a half ago about our wastewater plant permit. There were a couple of issues that were hanging out that could have had a negative impact on the city of Moberly. We sat down around the table with them, and I think that we are going to be able to meet in the middle, and that's really encouraging. We don't trade notices of violation and all of that for stuff like we used to back in the old days. The way I knew that I was awake and at work was I got an estogram from DNR, and that doesn't happen anymore. So not that if we do something bad or stub our toe, we know that we deserve a communication from the department, but they are much more partners now than they have been in the past.
Okay, 45 seconds. How's the source water protection plan? Is that being put together now?
It is being written right now. I'm very encouraged by the response from the stakeholder group and the meetings that we had. By the time of that, we got toward the end of that process, I had a lot of people coming up to me saying, we know we need to do something. We're not quite sure what yet. As we figure this out, please let us know. We're willing to participate, and that is great news.
All right. And that source water protection plan is a very technical document, isn't it?
No, it really isn't. The way that this will roll out is through NRCS and the city's stormwater management plan. And there will just be best management practices, things like having your septic tank pumped out on a regular basis so that it works better. Very simple best management practices that most people can understand.
All right. Hey, Mary, thanks so much for being here today.
You're quite welcome.
All right. Moberly Utilities Director Mary West Calcagno has joined us today.